Day 376, Thursday, February 29th. Proverbs 13 1-25 NKJV. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of a lazy man desires, and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. A righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame. Righteousness guards him whose way is blameless, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor does not hear rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. By pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction, but he who regards a rebuke will be honored. A desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Much food is in the fallow ground of the poor, and for lack of justice there is waste. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked shall be in want. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Program states, 17. The Use of the Mouth, Proverbs 13 1-4, Type, Catchword, a number of words and concepts bind this text together. The mocker corresponds to the one who speaks rashly, while shutting one's mouth corresponds to receiving instruction. VV 1, 3. Verses 2-3 refer to the mouth, and the neps, or nepesh, referring to one's physical being, is mentioned in VV 2-4, NAC, Proverbs 13:1, concerning a wise son heeding his father's instruction, harkens back to the first of the compact sayings, Proverbs 10:1, and the book's prologue, chapters 1-9, 18. Action and reaction, Proverbs 13:5-6, type, parallel, catchword, these two proverbs are set in parallel on the basis of righteous and wicked in V. 5 and righteousness and wickedness in V. 6, NAC, 19. The ambiguity of riches, Proverbs 13:7-11, type, thematic, the acquisition, possession, and use of money dominate VV, 7-8, 11. Verses 9-10 do not refer to money, but the overall context throws new meaning on these proverbs as well. NAC, Proverbs 13:7 is often interpreted to refer to a poor person pretending to be rich and a rich person pretending to be poor. But that is not what is meant here. The New American Commentary rightly states, there is more to V. 7 than that some people deceitfully pretend to be rich or poor. More profoundly, things are not always what they seem. One person may appear rich, and may or may not have money, and yet on a more fundamental level have nothing, and the reverse is true as well. This is illustrated in V. 8, in which the point is made that although the rich have some protection from their money, the poor have little need for such protection since they have nothing worth stealing, and they hear no threat, NIV. Wealth is thus a prison, and the one who appears rich has nothing enviable. Similarly, if one has not acquired wealth properly, that wealth will soon disappear, V. 11. The apparent wealth of those who acquired money without learning the lessons of financial prudence is fleeting. Note on verses 7-8. Also compare verse 7 with Proverbs 11:24-25. Pride has been called the mother of all sins. It certainly leads to contention, as verse 10 tells us. 20. A hope fulfilled, Proverbs 13:12-19, type, inclusio. The Bible goes beyond the secular wisdom of relating success to hard work and trustworthiness, and more fundamentally ties it to the development of a mature, virtuous soul by submission to wise teachers. This text has a general inclusio pattern, but there are many cross connections. A. Hope deferred, V. 12. B. He who scorns instruction, V. 13. C. Teaching of the wise, V. 14. C. Good understanding, V. 15. D. Prudent man, fool, V. 16. D. Wicked messenger, trustworthy, envoy, V. 17. B. He who ignores discipline, V. 18. A. Longing fulfilled, V. 19. Other cross connections include tree of life, V. 12, and fountain of life, V. 14, as well as healing, V. 15, also rewarded, V. 13, wins favor, V. 15, and honored, V. 18, indicate that the concrete benefits of wisdom are in view. The peculiar bicolon of V. 19 is also significant. By itself V. 19b has nothing to do with V. 19a, but in the context of VV. 13, 18 it summarizes the attitude of the obstinate. Surrounding the whole text is the idea of having one's desires fulfilled, VV. 12, 19, the point is that the deepest longings of the soul are filled only by integrity and wisdom, not by treachery. The structure of the text produces a coherent message. Verse 12 gives the premise that everyone rejoices to see their hopes and aspirations fulfilled. This sentiment is restated in the companion verse, V. 19a, but the second colon, V. 19b, asserts that fools will not turn from evil. The implication is that fools will not see their desires fulfilled. The intervening verses develop the thesis that life and happiness can only be obtained by wisdom. The whole text, verses 12 to 19, teaches that by learning from the wise, one can enjoy a life of fulfilled aspirations, NAC. 21. Choice companions, Proverbs 13:20-21, type, chiastic, note, the chiastic structure, in this case abba, of wise, v. 20a, fools, v. 20b, sinner, v. 21a, and righteous, v. 21b, neck. Proverbs 13:20 highlights the importance of picking the right friends, as they influence the way you think and act and, therefore, the outcome of your life. Compare Proverbs 12:26, 1 Corinthians 15:33. 22. Provision for the family, Proverbs 13:22-25. Type, parallel, this text deals with providing for the needs of one's family and is structured as a parallel text. A. A material inheritance, v. 22. B. Hunger because of injustice, v. 23. A. A moral heritage, v. 24. B. Hunger because of divine displeasure, v. 25. NAC. The inheritance left to children and grandchildren involves much more than material wealth and possessions. As the New American Commentary states, all people desire to leave a good heritage for their children, and VV 22, 24 speak, respectively, of providing for the material and moral needs of one's descendants. Proverbs regularly keeps these two in balance. It emphasizes the need for moral training without deprecating the physical needs of family life. Verse 23 and V 25 describe two reasons a family may be impoverished and hungry. On the one hand, it may be injustice in society, i.e., it is not the family's fault, and their hunger points to a need for changes in the system. On the other hand, poverty may be a result of sin in the family. Addiction to alcohol, indolence, and financial irresponsibility are all potential causes of poverty. Although the terms righteous and wicked imply divine favor or disfavor as well. Proverbs takes a balanced position. It neither dehumanizes the poor on the grounds that they are to blame for all their troubles nor absolves the individual of personal responsibility. Note on VV 22-25. The NIV application commentary makes these poignant comments in its concluding summary of chapter 13. The proverbs of this chapter make clear that we are not called to leave an inheritance of wealth but a legacy that includes so much more, a way of life, the righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Proverbs 13:25. But there is a caution, as we read, we may take the many contrasts of the chapter too lightly, putting ourselves on the path with the righteous too readily. These polarities are a teaching device, exaggeration to make a point, but we will miss the point if we fail to appreciate the various repetitions that we too are prone to wander and can be tempted to take little shortcuts in order to preserve our accounts or our reputations. To the sages, outright rebellion is not the enemy so much as compromise. The fact that wisdom writers work so hard to make these contrasts stark and clear shows that human nature often loses sight of their clarity and makes fuzzy choices. This is important to bear in mind as we read all the chapters of the book of Proverbs. End, verse 4. Most people who have material possessions have those things by lots of hard work and wise decisions. Some who envy and desire what others have, haven't put in the same level of work, etc. The same is true spiritually. Many of the people we may admire for their spiritual character and Bible knowledge have put in hours and decades of study and hard work, overcoming wrong desires, enduring tests, etc. Proverbs teaches us that there are no lasting shortcuts. We have to be willing to work hard and exercise godly wisdom, physically and spiritually, to reach our goals. Verse 7. We see in the news all the time someone who on the surface appears to have everything, money, possessions, etc., but inwardly feel empty, alone, etc. God gives all of us access to true wealth and fulfillment. Verse 11. Someone may be able to jump ahead in this world by dishonest means, but without character, it will not last. But hard work over a long period of time is something that grows and endures.